www.kamikaze in unserer radio.de, der frischen Ortsfriesensender mit freundlicher Unterstützung aus Sachsen. Hier hört Kundis aus die Punkleier live aus Dresden. Und ich, direkt aus der NATO in Leipzig. Und ich habe hier den Miroslav Vanek von Uschmir Doma am Apparat. Dobry večer.
Dobry večer.
Ganz am Anfang eine kleine Vorstellungsrunde. Erzähl mal kurz, wer du bist, was du machst in der Band, und du bist ja nicht alleine, sondern da sind auch noch ein paar andere Leute, wer da noch alles zugange ist und was die so machen. Please say something about your person, what you're playing in this band, and something about the other guys of the band.
Okay. So, this band exists already 25 years, actually. This year we will have 25th anniversary, and I'm the only person now in band who remembers the very beginning of the band, so I'm a long time in the band. And my role is I play guitar and piano and I'm singer, and I write all music and all lyrics for the band, because this band is not improvising band, but all score is written down in advance into notes, and we practice it and then we play it. So it's written music, and the other members are for me kind of new in a band, but even with that, they are almost 5 years now with me. And it's Tomasz Paleta on drum set, and Pepa Czerwinka on bass guitar, and he's also singing back vocals, and Adam Tomaszek on trumpet and singing back vocals as well. And besides these four people, we have fifth member, who is not touring with us. His name is Martin Velišek, and he's a painter, and he paints all our album covers and T-shirts and posters and whatever. And we just call him fifth member because he deserves it.
Okay, ich habe jetzt zwar alles verstanden, everything. Aber er ist Miroslav Vanek und er spielt Gitarre, macht den Gesang und spielt des Weiteren noch Keyboard, eine ganze Menge, raus da. Und Papa Czerwinka für den Bass und des Weiteren auch für den Gesang. Adam Tomaszek für die Trompete und den Gesang. Tomasz Paleta für Schlagzeug. And I saw clapping and tears. And Martin Velišek, der macht die ganzen Covergestaltungen und ist praktisch der fünfte Part in der Band. So, ja, darauf wollte ich dann sowieso noch hinaus. Du hast ja schon mal kurz gesagt, seit wann es euch gibt, seit 25 Jahren, ist schon eine ganze Menge, und es sind schon ein paar andere Leute dabei gewesen. And you told me that the band existed since 25 years, and then there are also other guys. How many guys played in this band? Wie viele Leute haben bisher gespielt? And why the members are changing?
Yeah, I didn't really count it, but there were kind of a lot of people, maybe also 25 or something like that. The reason why people quit were many, many different, you know, so many years. So some people were quitting on the very beginning, which was like when the band turned to be not professional way, not professional in terms of making money of that, but professional in terms of practicing and being kind of serious with work. So some people didn't like it, so they quit on the very beginning of the band. Then during time, some people just get tired from that, some people want to start family, or some people wanted to change their jobs or just lifestyle or whatever. So getting older, you know, as I'm the only one who is this kind of stable lifestyle. I like it, you know, but some people just in some age start not to like it, or somehow like getting tired of that lifestyle, whatever. So many, many, many different reasons. But this lineup, what we have right now, is as I said, is about 5 years already, and I hope this will be one of the most stable lineups in our history.
Okay, also hat jetzt so ganz grob über den Daumen gepeilt gesagt, dass da 25 Leute bisher dabei waren und der Wechsel hatte unterschiedlichster Natur, also Familiengründung, Arbeitwechsel, Lifestylewechsel, ansonsten, dass es eventuell nicht unbedingt die passende Musik war. It's not the, the right music? It wasn't the music for
the music is written. I read.
Yeah, no, no, no. Okay. Aber das Line-up, was jetzt gerade vorliegt, ist seit 2007. Nee, Quatsch, seit 5 Jahren am Start. Ja, und ist bisher das stabilste. Since 25 years existed this band, it was found in Teplice, near the border to Saxony. And why you're changing the town? Also gegründet wurde die Band in Teplice vor 25 Jahren und warum sind die jetzt hier rübergegangen nach Prag?
It happened right after revolution in Czech Republic. We just felt we wanted to play as often as possible all over the country, and we a little bit dreamed about abroad as well. But we felt in our country the most opportunities to play, especially in that time, were in Prague. So when we wanted to play in Prague, the organizers had to pay travel expenses. So it was kind of handicap for us, the money handicap. So we decided to move to Prague and has it like a base town, like a basement. And from there, everywhere in our country is close. It's much closer. And for Teplice, it's a little on the edge. Yeah, right. And that was one thing. And the second thing was that many people, foreigners, start to come to Prague in the early 90s. And many producers, many bands, many whatever organizers and so on. So we met all these people and we made connections for our foreign traveling, you know. So that was kind of decision for us to that we want to make it seriously, so we need to kind of be based in Prague. But right now it's all completely different situation. I'm living now a little east from Prague with my new family. These guys, they live in some villages around Prague, you know, and I'm the only one of originally from Teplice, and Martin Velišek, the painter as well. But right now I wouldn't call it like Teplice band. At the same time, I still feel myself as like a Teplice citizen. I just like that town and that whatever countryside.
I have just a side problem because Also so zur Zeit der Revolution in der CSSR sind sie dann rübergemacht von Prag nach Teplice, weil es erstmal zentral gelegen ist. Von dort aus lässt sich ziemlich viel erreichen in Tschechien. Und des Weiteren wurde Prag danach immer mehr, aber ich denke mal, I think also before, a center for culture. Es war auch zuvor schon ein Zentrum, aber es wurde auch danach vermehrt zu einem Zentrum, obgleich die in bzw. um Prag relativ verstreut wohnen. Die nächste Frage bezieht sich auf die Musikart. The next question is about the kind of music. Somebody said like experimental punk music, somebody said experimental rock, alternative, and a little bit underground. What do you say, what's a kind of music, and I think also it's changed a little bit over the years.
Well, I wouldn't really feel, from my point of view, it didn't really change. It changed, of course, a little bit, but not too much the style. But to call this style somehow is very difficult. Each musician will tell you that it's difficult, you know, what I play to call it, but somehow. But in our case, it might be true because this is kind of a mixture of all of some roots you already named, like punk, avant-garde, some alternative music, some influences by, I don't know, the rest. When I want to say that shortly, I say we are something between the Residents and Sex Pistols. Like Residents is one side of experimental, great experimental music, but of course it's kind of like comp music or they use samples and it's for sure it's very far from punk as people feel it. And Sex Pistols is a straight punk, so we are some mixture of both of these things that we still have some punk tempo or punk rhythms or punk energy in music. At the same time, we have spirit of Residents or some kind of avant-garde experimental bands who try to kind of paint by music. You know, it's something just kind of like inter art connection, so mixture, you know, some crossing between visual art and poetry and music. You know, and there's coming something very difficult to give a name to it. And so I would recommend to anyone who is interested in our music to just to listen to it and feel it somehow. You know.
Everybody can hear a little bit.
A little different, yeah, sure. You know, I'm very open to it. I never tell anyone you're not right. I was like, okay, it's perfect. Of course, it's heavy metal.
Okay. Also die Musik, die ist sehr vielseitig. Haben wir ja nur auch schon ein bisschen festgestellt. Und es ist so eine Mischung aus Avantgarde und Punk. Und er sagt, es ist so eine Verbindung irgendwo zwischen oder ein bisschen was von den Bands Residents und Sex Pistols. I think in Germany we would say Einstürzende Neubauten.
I know
about them. Sure, sure. Da steckt ziemlich viel drin. Da steckt die Musik und der Rhythmus von Punk drin und der Geist von den Experimentellen und den avantgardistischen. Und er sagt, es ist eine gemalte Form von Musik und es zeigt schon mal, dass es ziemlich interdisziplinär ist und jeder findet ein bisschen was aus seiner Ecke, was er hier bei dieser Band, bei Ushne Doma, antreffen kann. The next question is about your name. Die nächste Frage bezieht sich auf den Namen. Also Ushne Doma ist called in German, wir sind zu Hause. My Czech is not too big.
I think it's the best translation to German is wir sind schon zu Hause.
Schon zu Hause. Okay. What's the history about this name? I try to have an idea at home. The background of my idea was many people leave the GDR and are looking for a home. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe the same connection or another story. Also die Frage war jetzt einfach nur, zu DDR-Zeiten haben viele Leute die DDR verlassen und haben einfach ein neues Zuhause gesucht, beziehungsweise wo sie sich zu Hause fühlen können. Und die Frage bezog sich jetzt auch schon mal darauf, ob das jetzt in der GSSR genauso war und ob da eventuell der Bandname daher rührt.
Well, it's much much simpler actually, because in Czech language this sentence has two different meanings. Oh. One meaning is literally what you said, like we are at home or wir sind schon zu Hause, which usually people say when they travel somewhere and they are a little bit tired of all the traveling and they finally coming back home, they open the door and it's like, oh, finally at home, we are back home finally. So that's one meaning. The second meaning is it's a phrase for something. Oh, I got it. Oh, now I know. You know, you can in Czech you can say, oh, I'm at home now. You know, it means like, oh, I understand finally. Something like that, you know? So, I think the name of the band starts with a second meaning. With oh, now I know. Now I finally understand what's going on. You know, so. That's one thing, but the other thing is I wouldn't even say it's not in connection with you, Sam, because of course since that time, like when we wherever we played, people get some feelings from this name in connection to home, or you know the word home is beautiful and anywhere we played. People, of course, get that feeling that it's somehow connection with home. And now I can explain the role of Martin Velišek, the painter. The first album has a house, a yellow house, and some kind of little garden around it. And it's like a symbol, a little house, like a symbol of Ušme doma and symbol of home. That's a nice, kind of nice message, I think, from this name. And why not to connect it with feelings of those people, those refugees, you know, who just escape, you know, from somewhere and hoping for some new home, you know. So it's all you can again, you know, you can connect to that any idea, any whatever explaining any feelings you have with the word home. So well, I can maybe can tell you one kind of. Opposite absurdity, because people abroad, of course, our language is kind of difficult, and so people sometimes misspell the name, different spelling or something. The most curious one and hilarious one was in Brooklyn, in New York. They spell it like UC Madonna. So that was completely far away from home symbol. But you know, UC Madonna.
Well, what's the meaning of UC?
UC Madonna.
you
see. Yeah, yeah. You can when you say that it sounds like UC, but it was like a spelling UC Madonna. You know, many even actually today. There is some little funny mistake on the long e or something, which is okay, but it's kind of funny. In Czech language, it's funny.
Okay, also die Assoziation, die ich jetzt genommen habe, ist jetzt nicht unbedingt dieselbe, die jetzt die Band veranschlagt, obgleich man diese auch mit hineininterpretieren könnte. Also die Interpretation der Band selber ist unterteilt in zwei Richtungen. Erstmal, wir sind schon zu Hause, also praktisch der Reisende, der in der Weltgeschichte rumoxidiert und dann wieder nach Hause kommt und sich einfach nur wohlfühlt. Die andere Bedeutung ist dahingehend, dass die Leute feststellen, ich habe etwas verstanden, also ich habe es vorher nie so richtig begriffen, sondern auf einmal kommt der Geistesblitz. Und ich habe es verstanden. Allerdings hat jeder auch so ein bisschen seine eigene Art und Weise, die Assoziation zu diesem Namen zu führen. Jeder kann da so ein bisschen was aus sein Leben selber mit rein interpretieren. Die die Beschreibung des Coverzeichners Martin Velichek ist vom Austin Cover abgeleitet, der Band. Und das war ein sehr einfaches Haus mit einem Garten, und das ist an sich schon ein Symbol. Eine sehr lustige Übersetzung war in New York, in Brooklyn, wo die Leute dann gemeint haben, das hier ist UC Madonna. Also würde man ja fast schon sagen auf Deutsch, du siehst Madonna, also die heilige Jungfrau. Das ist sehr lustig, aber it's, I think it's a problem of the language.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's also a problem for German people to write these correctly.
Yeah.
And then the next problem to speak. Okay, das war jetzt auch schon mal für den Anfang. That's all for the beginning. I want to play one song. Jetzt.
Okay, Beach.
What's the lyrics about of this song? Also worum geht's in den Song Retsch?
It's not I can't really say what about it is, but basically the theme of the whole album is cod liver oil, which is it's oil from fish oil, which in '50s they used to give to little kids to eat it. So it was like fish fat. I mean, and because some scientists said it's healthy. But later they discovered it's not so healthy. But many generations of little kids has to eat that, you know, and it was really ugly, really disgusting. And so the song Speech is about difficulties in communication in between people, not only because of languages, but also because of different feelings and different point of view, different hearing, like or ability to hear someone else, or willing to hear someone else, or all these things, you know. So it's kind of difficult, but to explain. But I would recommend again our internet website, ushmedoma.com, and there are translation lyrics in English language, but I'm sure people can understand it somehow, so they can read it over there. But because it's very difficult to explain poetry, you know. I mean, that's why I'm writing that, and that's why I'm singing that, because I just can't really say that, you know. That's a way of art.
Also es ist auch schon mal sehr schwierig zu erklären, also konkret zu erklären, worum es in diesem Lied geht. Jetzt zu Deutsch Sprache. The simple idea was fish oil?
Fish oil.
The idea of
that's the name of the album.
Okay. Also der Titel des Albums war Fischöl.
I don't know
if it's in
German,
but it doesn't matter. Libituk. Also der Titel des Albums Libituk, Fischöl. Und in dem Lied selber geht es einfach nur um die Unterschiede und vielleicht auch Missverständnisse beim Reden, beim Hören, beim Sprechen. Also einfach nur dahingehend, man sagt etwas, man meint etwas anderes, oder es wird missverstanden, weil der andere etwas anderes denkt. Gut,
I can tell you maybe one more thing about that. It's people who would like to understand Ushmedoma more than just briefly. When they listen to all albums, so even if you look at the names of albums, the first album was in the middle of words, like in the middle of speech, basically. Speech, word. Yeah. So in the middle of words, it's the name of first album. Then one before the last album is called Ears. And again, it's about hearing someone. now we're talking about song speech, you know. So, and again, the theme, we kind of have one strong theme all over, all since 1990 till now. It's like, of course, in different circumstances, but basically it's the same theme, you know, about communication, difficulties of communication.
Okay. Also um die Texte und um Özgür Dömer zu verstehen, sollte man sich am besten gleich alle Alben anhören, weil das ein fortlaufender Strang ist, der Bedeutung. Also da geht es mal um Ohren, also ums Hören, mal um Sprechen und so weiter. Gut, now listening to the song and then we making the next part.